So I'm doing the challenge, the best way to read an erotic story. And what it is you masturbate using a vibrator. And then when you're getting close, you start recording yourself and you choose a piece of erotic literature to read. Voila. Continuing playing with yourself and trying not to come. That's why it's a challenge. So, I'm reading this. It's actually an ebook. It's called Escorted, and the author's name is Lori Kent. Okay. Do you prefer business types or manual laborers? Ander asked, looking at her with cool curiosity over his shoulder. Business types. She curled up her legs to get herself comfortable and idly started to imagine how she would describe this to Sabrina tomorrow morning. It was certainly better than pretending to be out on a romantic date with Andrew before having sex, but still, watching porn with a male escort was definitely an atypical experience. Andrew slid the appropriate DVD into the player. The film is just under 2 hours, so we can watch the whole thing and still have plenty of time to move on from there. But let me know if it's not working, and if you decide you want to move on before the film is over, just tell me that too. Lori nodded, swallowing an overly large sip of wine. She couldn't imagine herself so overwhelmed with desire that she wanted to jump up and hit the bed in the middle of an erotic film, while her body reacted the way it was supposed to when exposed to sexual stimuli, particularly the smutty parts of well-written romance novels. She'd never felt particularly urgent about physical arousal. She'd read thousands of love scenes in books, some hot and some laughable. After reading one of the purple prose variety in college, she'd vowed she could write a better one, even without any real life experience. So for fun, she'd written a sex scene then she'd written a novel to go with it. Not a very good novel. She'd tried and failed to get it published, but it was a start. She wrote two more unpublished novels in college, but it wasn't until the year after she graduated. Oh, the working as a copy editor at a local paper, that she actually made progress towards publication. She'd met a literary agent who had asked to look at the fourth and best novel Lori had written. Okay, this is all boring. Boring, 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 boring. Okay. Less than half an hour into the movie. Ooh, it wouldn't matter if I was reading the phone book right now. Okay. Okay. When the movie ended, she was extremely turned on. Her body felt restless and squirmy, and she was wet and hot between her legs. How do you feel? Ander asked, narrowing his eyes to scan her face after he switched off the DVD. Fine, she said, her voice a little hoarse. I think we can go ahead and get going. You're aroused? Her cheeks warmed. Yes, she admitted. He leaned over and picked up his case. After replacing the DVDs, he pulled out a packet Lori didn't recognize. She stood up and took off her sweater. Then she walked over to peer at what he had. Andrew looked over, his eyes automatically scanning her body in her cashmere tank and pajama pants, but his gaze didn't linger. He handed Lori an unwrapped packet. "Dental dams," he explained, "for oral sex. I don't have unprotected sex of any kind. Of course, I wouldn't be using your services. Otherwise, she'd never seen a dental dam before. So she studied the packet with interest, glad for any sort of distraction from what would be coming next. These are the best quality I've been able to find. Very thin, and the texture is good. It will still be very enjoyable for you." She swallowed hard. "Pretty smug about your skills, aren't you?" He made a brief choked sound, as if he'd smothered a surprised laugh. Pulling out a tube of lubricant, he carried it with two damn packets and a couple of condoms to the nightstand. "I guess we'll have to wait and see whether I'm smug or simply realistic. Oh, I sound like I can't even read. Okay. Concentrate. Okay." His dry response made her giggle a little, and she walked over to join him next to the bed. Okay. Then she... I'm very competitive, and I actually thought I could read a chapter in this book. I didn't even get to the spicy parts. I lost the challenge. Maybe I won the challenge. I don't know.
I don't really care.
Oh, lost one. One lost. I think that's what you call a win-win situation. Because even if you lose, you win. Yeah, okay. Oh, interesting challenge. Yeah, okay. All right. Thanks for joining me. Okay. Bye.